This is Invitation, a voice in the background file, spoken by Elswith. This is an invitation, and later on you'll find, more than likely, just what it is that you've been invited to. Or rather, instead of to, perhaps something that you've been invited to participate in, or to wonder about or spend time on. It's an interesting invitation because I am quite certain that it is for something that you have never considered. Oh, sure, there's the wee little chance, so small chance, that maybe one of you or two of you could have, but never in this way. Of that, I'm very sure. So here you are. You're listening to Invitation, and you don't even know what you're being invited to do. You haven't received a card or text. But you came along anyway. You were invited simply because I put it out there, right? And without knowing the date or time or content, you knew that you would listen, and I knew you would listen too. Because I know you. I know you. I know you even if I've only spoken to you this first time, or this is our 100th time of being together. I know parts of you. But I also know the whole you, simply because of being in this place, this world, together. It makes it easy when we step way back, way, way, way back, and think about each other and other people and what brings you to click on these things that I put out there. And what brings me to make these things to put out there for you. Right? So I'm already ahead of the woman in the grocery store. Well, it is unless she's your mother, correct? I'm already ahead of quite a few of the people that you interact with every day, even those who may have had lunch with you day after day after day after day after day. I'm probably ahead of them. That isn't understanding you. But there's no prize for that, is there? There's not. As long as misunderstandings don't turn into misgivings or unlikings or anything like that, understanding someone is, well, nice. It isn't that much of a deal breaker either way, honestly, because even if you don't understand someone or something at first, you can always learn. You can learn by listening and observing, reading. That's true. Even though you and I have likely never met, we may not have even talked. You may not have even reached out to me even once. I can still read, and I can still learn about you. Because at the heart, I know that you are the type of person that clicks on this file to listen to it. And I know, I know that I am the type of person that puts this type of file out for you to find. See? That gives us a wonderful start, a wonderful foundation. But even without the foundation, it's still fun. Even if all we know about each other is that I like to put this out there and you like to consume it, that's enough. That's hot. That's like two people finally meeting in the corner of the club after spending most of the evening meeting each other's gaze, looking at each other, finding each other looking at the same thing. It's that kind of hot, isn't it? And suddenly they're in a corner, and suddenly their hands can brush against each other. And you know how you could be in the grocery store and you reach for the can of peas while someone else is reaching for the can of peas, and your hands touch and it means nothing, but imagine yourself there at that club, having been watching that person almost all evening. Now the backs of your hands brush against each other, and you can feel that down deep. At least I can. Now, that type of hands brushing against each other, maybe not hands, maybe arms. They find themselves pressed together as the others around them push them closer in. That's an invitation, isn't it? It's an invitation to say the first thing, or Even better would be to say nothing at all and just lean in closer, looking for those unspoken cues that invite you in, invite the next move. Those invitations that happen with the eyes. Their eyes looking down at your lips and then back up to you. You know what they want. Oh, they definitely know what they want. And that's good. Those invitations are so, so good. So easy to lose ourselves in. But this isn't really that type of invitation. It's a different type. It's still intimacy. It's still speaking without speaking in a common way. Which is good, because we do that all the time, don't we? Unless, of course, it's common in your circles, you know, those everyday life ones. For someone to be called mistress, another to be called pet. Or to talk about trance, deepness, triggers, anchors. All those good things. Those things that we like. But they are already a type of code. Oh, sure, a lot of people know them, a lot of people share this, but there are more people that don't than do. This invitation to be different, to step out of the mundane, you invite me to it. I do need you after all, don't I? Or want to. Want, need. One of those. Of course, it may depend on who you are. I saw my soul at rest upon a day, as a bird sleeping in the nest of night. Among soft leaves that give the starlight way, to touch its wings but not its eyes with light, so that it knew as one knew in visions may, and knew not as men waking of delight. This was the measure of my soul's delight. It had no power of joy to fly by day, nor part in the large lordship of the light, but in a secret, moon-beholden way, had all its will of dreams in pleasant night, and all the love and life that sleepers may. But such life's triumph as man waking may, it might not have to feed its faint delight, between the stars by night and sun by day, shut up with green leaves and a little light, because its way was as a lost star's way, a world not wholly known of day or night. All loves and dreams and sounds and gleams of night, made it all music that such minstrels may, and all they had they gave it of delight. But in the full face of the fire of day, what place shall be for any starry light? What part of heaven in all the wide sun's way? Yet the soul woke not, sleeping by the way, watched as a nursling of the large-eyed night, and sought no strength nor knowledge of the day, nor closer touch conclusive of delight, nor mightier joy, nor truer than dreamers may, nor more of song than they, nor more of light. For who sleeps once and sees the secret light, whereby sleep shows the soul a fairer way, between the rise and rest of day and night, shall care no more to fare as all men may, but be his place of pain or of delight. There shall he dwell, beholding night as day. Song, have thy day and take thy fill of light before the night be fallen across thy way. Sing while he may, man hath no long delight. 1. A, B, C, D, E, F. 2. F, A, E, B, D, C. 3. C, F, D, A, B, E. 4. E, C, B, F, A, D. 5. D, E, A, C, F, B. 6. B, D, F, E, C, A. 1. B, A. 2. D, C. 3. F, E. A. Tulips. B. Nectar. C. Empress. D. Touches. E. Lovers. F. Willows. Now, for some of you, this invitation will be easy. Easy to puzzle out and to work through. For others, it may take a little more thinking. But that's okay. Or listening again and again, and that's also okay, because we know you love an excuse to listen. And still, I haven't given you the actual invitation, have I? I wonder if I should include it in this little background file, but chances are you could be cycling to work, you could be in the middle of stretching, you could be reading the news, you could be making the coffee, you could be mowing the grass. So there is a chance, of course, that this voice in the background truly is in the background and you're not paying attention at all. And that's okay, because I don't demand it for these, do I? That would be silly. But if you are paying attention, here's your invitation. And be aware, it does have an RSVP date. That, however, will be told later on. It also has this invitation. Even though it isn't to a party, it will have a kind of favor. A trinket? I wonder what word actually describes it. I'll have to have a ponder on that, an invitation to think perhaps for me as well. But I do already know. I know exactly what this invitation will lead to. You see, I came up with the final idea before I even came up with a way to invite you to participate and to play. Playing at creativity, nothing makes me happier. Your time, your focus, your devotion, those are the things that your Empress loves. So if you are paying attention, and not just tuning this out as you're trimming the bushes, this is an invitation to you to take the information that I've just given you and to create. Create in the same style using those words. And then send it to me. Oh, are you confused? Some of you aren't. Some of you know exactly, and some of you are wondering, what have you gotten yourself into? Maybe you just came along to listen to this for the smut of the orgasms and the good feelings that it brings. And now this woman who falters between this American accent and Britishy words that just keep finding their little ways into there. This whimsical woman who fills your ears is speaking to you about sestinas and invitations and all kinds of things. But this is a voice in the background file, and you are welcome to leave my voice in the background and disregard what you've heard. You don't have to act on it. It's not an order. This is easy. It's just talking. Just talking.